Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. If you live in the Greater Glen Hazel area, you would have been plagued by water-related issues. If I have to see another group, whether it's a family group, a street group, a complex group, it is infuriating. Do you have water? No, we don't. Low pressure, high pressure, no pressure. It's just become unbelievable. I chatted briefly yesterday to Lionel Greenberg. He's a councillor for Ward 72 in the city of Johannesburg. He's pulling his hair out and trying to do what he can to help. He's also joining us on the line to tell us what on earth is going on. Lionel, very good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. You've had a very, very challenging few days.
Good morning, Howard.
So, how bad is the situation? Because wherever you drive, you are seeing people digging, you're seeing water flowing, no water. For an uneducated person in this regard, it really does look like chaos.
Yes, Howard. So, I spoke to the technical team yesterday. The purpose of me getting this LogNow website running is to allow the Joburg Water Team to see on a map, as opposed to reading a physical address, where the problem's actually occurring. Because it's far easier for them to see it graphically than to just get addresses. So that's been very, very helpful when residents have repeatedly, and I thank every resident who keeps on logging their problem, that the Joburg Water guys can actually see where it is. But the infrastructure failure that is plaguing our community has been exacerbated over the years, and it's just been basically the dormant issue sitting in the ground waiting to explode. It's out of, you know, water infrastructure, out of sight, out of mind. We don't see it every day. Everything seems to be fine. But it's becoming, if I'm going to say, a malignant problem in the city of Joburg. And the previous mayor and his team, the executive, estimated that about 170 billion rand, I'm not saying million, billion rand is required just to repair water and power infrastructure in the city of Joburg. And this would take between about 10 to 15 years to do. And obviously, the residents hearing me say this are obviously going to say, well, we don't care about your problems as the city of Johannesburg. We pay our rates of taxes, which grants me, they're 100% right in saying that to me. However, unlike electricity, where you just do a check the connection and throw a cable over the wall, water is a very, very different animal to deal with. It's a set in concrete, it's set in under the ground. I even yesterday asked the Joburg Water guys, could they put surface water pipes just temporarily in certain of the affected roads? And I hope tonight on the webinar, which link I'll be sending out to the residents in the next hour or so, will allow residents to put their questions through a forum, which I've also set up on the link. And we hope that the Joburg Water officials will be able to come with reasonable and some level of comprehension of what the problem is, and explain that to the residents in the affected areas.
Right. And so, what is the current situation? I mean, as we've said, there's been these series of breakdowns over the last period. Is water restored?
Well, from the maps that I saw this morning, as I said, because I've got. I'm privy to the information that's coming through as the administrator of this website. I can see the complaints coming in. So the low-pressure areas are now in Mansion Road and in that general area and Crossroad. So that's the Trevan block of building, Glen Manor. So that's north of Northfield Avenue. Now, those areas are fed by the reservoir at Reinke's. And what's happening is due to the load of water is being extracted from that reservoir, the reservoir hasn't been able to reach its capacity, in other words, the physical height of the water, in order to push pressure through to the northern side of Northfield Avenue. Insofar as the breakdowns in Summerway and in Mervyn Road and Study or Corbel Crescent, which are the ones that I saw also come through today, That seems to be a repeat problem, and Joburg Water has to now follow the Municipal Finance Management Act. They need to follow the System Structures Act. They need to follow a thing called Regulation 32 or 36, which means for an emergency repair, which allows them to, I'm not going to say circumvent, because that allows corruption to creep into the city of Joburg. But they do know, and they're mindful, that they have to replace these pipes with absolute urgency.
It's really incredible. Now, sorry, carry on.
So we have to ask ourselves, well, what is urgency in water? Well, we have to excavate the roads, and we have to excavate the sidewalks to put it in. And that's not a five-minute job, as I said, when you look at throwing an electrical cable off a pole, which is a surface a requirement. It's a totally different problem to deal with, and I don't know how to plead with residents. How do you ask for calm when the hurricane's going on? And the only thing I can do this to a hurricane in America, where the whole community is now suffering together, and we're unable to put this infrastructure back together into a place where we can restore comfort as soon as possible. That is the challenge that Joburg Water has, and I'm just merely the messenger who's being shot on the way, saying, well, why are you not doing something? Why don't you go and pull strings? Well, I can't pull strings. There's a lot of things that you go and pull strings. And I fully understand and appreciate everybody being irate with me. But, guys, this is not my problem. I didn't create it. And I appeal to everybody for calm in this terrible situation, coupled with the fact that we have a pandemic in South Africa and everywhere in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very difficult. So what is, just to remind us again, so what time is the webinar this evening?
The webinar is at 5 o'clock. Liziwe Mahoro is the regional director for our area, which extends from the top of Lingfield Ridge all the way to the Epsom Downs Shopping Centre. And just to explain to residents as well, this problem of the water is being felt as far as Melrose Arch. So Dave Fisher, the councillor for that area, will also be on the webinar tonight with many other councillors, and that will be particularised in the communication out to the residents, which I'll put on the group. And if I can ask High FM to be my courier and messenger, possibly if there's any way you guys can put it up on your website to allow residents who are not on any of our WhatsApp groups to find the link that they can join, that they can get a better understanding of the problem.
Right, and certainly we'll be following that very, very closely. Unfortunately, that is where we do have to leave it. Lionel Greenberg, councillor for Ward 72 in the city of Johannesburg, talking about the water crisis in the greater Glen Hazel area. Thank you for taking the time to join us.